to think about. You give me something else to think about. So walk with me. Something else to think about. You give me something else to think about. Sweet face, sweet smile. You give me something else to dream about. You give me something else to dream about. So walk with me.
This is DJ Bunny Bop on the 8 to 10 p.m. Party Rockers show. As I said, this is DJ Bunny Bop, and DJ Slug is not here with me tonight. Unfortunately, she has been sick so often, and it's very unfortunate. So, yeah, she is just like another cold. I thought I was not going to be here today because I had a migraine earlier in the day, but I took a little nap and I revived, so I am here with you guys, so yes, so fun. You just heard Walk With Me by BoA. That is a newer song, and I've never heard it before, and it was very, very good. I put it in my playlist right away. I really like BoA. I haven't listened to, like, a bunch of their stuff, but that song is really good, and it's a single, but like, I don't know, whenever I hear singles sometimes it's like a little kickoff for an album. That's not always the case, but I don't know, sometimes they do that. Before that was Don't Tell Your Mother by the Sundays, then it was Change by DJO or Joe. And then I started out the set with Come to Atlanta by Faye Webster. And yeah, I don't have much else to say, but, I'm glad to be here, and I'm excited for you guys to hear some great, great music. And yeah, it's gonna be kind of like a little mellower vibe, I think. This next song, We Are the Sleepyheads by Belle and Sebastian, that one's not very calm at all, so I lied, but it's really good. So I hope you enjoy We Are the Sleepyheads by Belle and Sebastian.
We'll be right back. it's not just end. Picture myself around the bend.
So that last song was Cinema by Kiro Kiro Bonito, and before that was Humans by Big Thief, then we had Who's the Boss, it's D apostrophe boss, so Who's the Boss by Katie Ternity, and then we started out with We Are the Sleepyheads by Belle and Sebastian. I really like all of those songs. I just heard the Who's the Boss for the first time. That's why I don't really know what the title would be called. But it was pretty good. It was pretty good. It reminded me of Big Thief. I found it on the... There's like a website that WRUV has. WRUV WordPress. And people just review music on there. And it's really cool. And it's usually like newer music that people haven't heard possibly before, so I found it on there, and it like recommended it if you like Big Thief, so I played it and I liked it, so there you go. So check that website out if you're interested in some newer music to listen to. Yes, our next little set I'm going to play you is has to do with Sunday. I can't really, like, explain to you why, but, yes, I have My Finest Hour by the Sundays playing, then we have Sundays Pretty Icons by Belle and Sebastian, then we have Veneer by Sarah and the Sundays. I'm not sure why I chose that theme, but, I looked up Sunday in my little Spotify, like, library, because I was looking for a Sunday song, and then those three popped up, and I was like, oh, okay. So, a little Sunday-themed music, so maybe if you like them, you can listen to them tomorrow on Real Sunday. So, yes. And before you hear our little Sunday jams, I have a quick little announcement for you guys. Try a new recipe. Ever get tired of the same old meals? Chicken and rice, your go-to recipe. Are you starting to feel sick of that? Well, it's time to try new recipes. There are so many websites, cookbooks, and even TikTok videos that can introduce you to the most delicious recipes. Or maybe you can call up a relative to get that old family recipe. You can look at New York Times cooking, search up something you like, or maybe just something you're craving. And next thing you know, you may be cooking it yourself. It is so rewarding to cook for yourself and fuel your body. Go and find your favorite recipe for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and who knows, it might be a new staple. This message has been brought to you by your food-loving DJs at WREV-FM Burlington. Speaking of which, I just made some microwavable mac and cheese before I got here. So I don't know if that counts as a recipe, but I did add water and stir. So I really second that. You guys should make some of your own food, even if it's microwavable mac and cheese. It's still pretty delicious. Next up, we have My Finest Hour by the Sundays.
Warm enough, no rent, a room that's quiet. I didn't want you to go. I'm quiet, I'm too quiet, it's too quiet to sleep. If you need
Okay, so that last song was Keep It Simple! By Crepe Girl. That's a newer song, and I was reading the little review on WREV WordPress, and apparently, like, this girl, like, was working at a crepe stand in Paris, I think, I'm pretty sure, and then Mac DeMarco, like, went and bought a crepe. I'm not sure if Mac DeMarco has any relevance or, like, inspiration to her music, but I like Mac DeMarco, so I thought that was kind of fun. Before that was Wild Again by the Army, the Navy. I'm pretty sure they're a newer band, and I found them off of TikTok, and I don't know if that was their main way of, like, becoming bigger, but they are, like, they're amazing. Like, their harmonies and, like, their voices, like, blend so well together. Like, I don't know, it's incredible. And I found them off of TikTok, so I wonder if that was their main, like, way of, like, I don't know if that was their main platform of, like, getting big, but I'm not sure if they're, like, huge, but I mean, I know about them, so I don't know. But I think that'd be really cool, because a lot of people get, like, famous off of TikTok and kind of, like, jumpstarts their little careers. So, I don't know. I think it's really cool. Yes, and then before that was Veneer by Sarah and the Sundays. Sorry I keep talking for all these songs, but Sarah and the Sundays, they have a concert. I don't know when. It might be very soon, but their opener is Breakup Shoes, and I love both of those bands, and they're smaller artists, so they don't, like, you know, tour a whole lot, but, yeah, I don't know, like, they're amazing, and my friend has tickets, and I can't go, because it's in Chicago, so yeah, so that's really sad, but I wish I could go. What the song before that was My Finest Hour by the Sundays. No, I lied. The one before that was Sunday's Pretty Icons by Belle and Sebastian, and then the one we started out the set with was My Finest Hour by The Sundays. And yes, it is 9 o'clock here on WRV FM Burlington, and I wanted to check in with the news and weather. So here in Burlington, Vermont, we are looking at 38 degrees right now, and throughout the night it's going to drop like it always does. And it's gonna get to about, I think it's like 32, around there, 33, 32 degrees, and just cloudy, and obviously it's dark out already, but, tomorrow we're looking at a little bit of sun, a little partly cloudy, and it'll be 47, with wind it always, like, chills down, but today I was wearing a t-shirt outside, which I thought was kind of crazy. I mean, I wasn't, like, walking, like, far, so I wasn't, like, you know, running around in the weather, but, you know, it was pretty nice out. Like, I was able to wear a t-shirt, which is nice. And then to check in for some news, I'm looking at the Vermont Cynic right now, like, the student newspaper, if you did not know. And I saw this article, I thought it was really funny. Someone wrote about UVM Hottie Finder, and if you know what that is, it's an Instagram account, it's not affiliated with the University of Vermont, but people just DM the Instagram account and be like, oh, like, this person, I saw them in my class, you are so beautiful, like, I don't know, just compliment it, and they're really funny. And someone did a little piece on that, Sierra Lorden, and I was reading it. It's really funny. I recommend you read it on the Vermont Cynic, vtcynic.com. And yeah, it was just, like, kind of saying, like, what it was and how people felt about it. Like, if people were, like, shouted out on there multiple times, they were just saying their experiences with it. And everyone is mostly flattered, I think, so I don't know, I think it's really funny, and when I saw that on the website, I thought it was really funny, because I never knew someone would write about that, but yes. So the song we have up next is Leave It In My Dreams by The Voids. So yes, I hope you enjoy, and I think these next few songs are a little bit more like upbeat, so I hope you enjoy the change of pace. So yes, Leave It In My Dreams by The Voids.
Charlie have gone home, and I've been rolling with the stones. Thank you. passion to each other.
I was joking.
Okay guys, I am back. You just heard Elephant by Tame Impala. That was a super good song. I honestly forgot about it for a while. And then I randomly thought of Tame Impala, started listening to their stuff again. Because I have a poster in my room at home of their Currents album. And I think I partly got it because it was just available to me. And it's cool looking, so I was like, oh, I'll get it. And then, but I wouldn't buy a poster if I wasn't a fan of the music. So I was kind of thinking in my head, I was like, why do I have that poster in my room? Because I don't really listen to Tame Impala all that much. And then I re-listened to it or some of their songs, and they're so good, and I keep forgetting about them. So I thought I should bring them back in the mix, or at least my mix. But yeah, that was Elephant by Tame Impala. Before that was Miss by Finnish Postcard, another good song. And then it was I Wish I Was Joking by MGMT, Sober to Death by Car Seat Headrest, The Eagles and the Beatles by The Jesus and Mary Chain. Lots of thes. And then I started out with Leave It in My Dreams by The Voids. The Voids are actually, The Voids are, what's his name? Oh, Julian Casablancas, is that how you say his name? And that's, one of the guys in The Strokes as well, so I thought that's kind of fun to hear about. But the next, couple songs I'm gonna be playing is, I don't know, I think just a little bit more softer. I keep going back and forth, but it's good. So I think it's pretty good. So we're going to start out soft with Softly by Clairo. So I hope you enjoy that.
Make 'em really understand. He'll do anything. clothes, covers full of cash, head down, down the road. No, 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 creeping on the low, don't give another chance. This is how.
Last song was Easy Does It by Amelia Wilcox. I know that's a newer song, and it's the first time I heard it, so it was pretty cool. The one before that was You're Not the Only One I Know by The Sundays. I was feeling a little bit of a Sundays kick tonight, so I've put them in here a few times, but I really love that song. The one before that was How You Leave a Man by Paloma Faith. And we started out with Softly by Claro. I wanted to talk a little bit about Lollapalooza. If you know what that is, it's like a music festival in the summer, and it's in Chicago in Grant Park. It's like Coachella, but I think a little bit smaller. But Lollapalooza is pretty big. And I wanted to talk about my favorite people on the lineup. I still need to buy tickets, but I'm very, very excited. Some of my highlights is Tyler the Creator, Hozier, Lizzie McAlpine, Kesha, Crazy, Chapel Rowan, I don't know if that's how you say their name, The Japanese House, I'm trying to, like, scroll, Faye Webster. I'm not going to go the day that she's there, which makes me really, really upset. Hopefully she has a separate concert, but, yes, Faye Webster will be there. Heartbreaking that I can't go and see her. And then, I'm not a Deftones person, but I know Tara is. They're there. TV Girl, so exciting. Ethel Kane, I'm also not an Ethel Kane person, but I know Tara likes them, I think. Dominic Fike.
I don't know. That's just a few. And those are really, really good people. Also Skrillex. That's gonna be really fun. To just bop around. But back to Dominic Fike. I saw him at the last Lollapalooza, and I was a pretty not a big fan, but like I listened to his music, for that one. So I knew the words, and he was an incredible performer. Like his songs were better live than they are like on. You know, like the studio, like recorded versions. And he is a great performer. I don't know how he does it, but he's like, he blew me away. And, I don't know if I'm going the day he's there, but if I am, I will be camping out because that guy is like, it was incredible. So I'm going to play a few, Lollapalooza lineup artists for you guys. So I'm gonna start out with Baby Doll by Dominic Fike, and I don't know, I'm gonna fill our time with other artists that are at Lollapalooza. And before we get to Baby Doll, I have a quick announcement for you guys. Is your diet lacking essential nutrients? Are you thirsty for a glass of something delicious and nutritious? Try soy milk. Soy milk is the drink that's got the dairy-free community buzzing. It's a lactose-free, dairy-free beverage packed with protein and micronutrients like vitamin B, calcium, and potassium. Just one cup of soy milk contains 7 whole grams of protein and 20% of the daily calcium requirement. With flavors like vanilla and chocolate, soy milk is a yummy, easy way to strengthen your bones and get some much-needed nutrition. Try a glass today. Me and Tara were just talking about soy milk. I don't really know what was wrong with me, but I don't know why I thought soy milk was like milk with like half and half in it, even though there's soy in the name. I have no idea what I was thinking. I don't think I was thinking. But I'm glad that she educated me, and that just educated me further. So hopefully, I hope you guys knew what soy milk is, but if you didn't, you are not alone, because I don't know. I guess I've never drank it, so I wouldn't be aware of its vitamins or its nature that it came from. Anyways, here is Baby Doll by Dominic Fike.
Can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed, it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down. Find me on Miami concrete, looking for somebody different, cause my daddy was a pimp. My mama had issues, but I miss it anyway. Oh, baby doll, please don't call me for the wrong reason. We both know exactly what I'm thinking. Weeks pass and I never grow tired, cause I never said never and I barely ever lie. I'm on the road to an original place and out of space. I didn't make it up, but you can't find it on a phone or a globe. And I can take you with me if you really wanna go. Oh, baby, I can't move on, baby doll. Waiting on calls, flipping through stations. I'm outclassed and it's outrageous. I'll take it all, baby doll. Whatever's been weighing you down.
Thank you. I've got the tail.